So basically Ahaziah had fallen through this roof here, or off the stairs, whatever it was, and he decided to go send a message to Baal Zebub to find out if he's going to live. The Malach Hashem spoke to Eliyahu Tishbi, and he told him, go meet the messengers and tell them, Amibli an Elikim, or as we said last time, Ein Elihim from the Kli Yakar, the Yisrael, that you have to go to Baal Zebub. Now, Pasuk Dalet, V'lachein Kayamar Hashem. So the Malach Hashem is telling Eliyahu, Tell the messengers that this is what Hashem says, since you're not being chayzer. Meaning, it was very clear here that what happened was out of the ordinary. We said this last time. And it was very clear also of why it happened. Falling off a roof is me'ain skila. It's very similar to skila. Someone gets skila, chas v'shalom, they get pushed off a cliff. So skila is the einesh for avodah zarah. So Ahaziah, something very out of the ordinary happened to him. That's very similar to skila, when he happens to be the one who serves avodah zarah. A plus B equals C. He should have figured out what was going on here, and instead, what did he do? He goes and sends shlichim to avodah zarah. Now the truth is, Hashem was really being a Baal Chesed here, Erech Apayim, because Ahaziah really deserved to die from this fall. I mean, he was served by the Zara. As we said, he was even worse in a way than Achav. So, he really should have died. Hashem was giving him one last chance. I did something to you that was me'ain, very similar to Skila for Avodah Zarah, and so you should, here you get one last chance to do tshuva. Instead, he went and sent Malachim to the Avodah Zarah. He showed that he doesn't care. So therefore, L'chein Kayamar Hashem, Hashem's, Eliyahu is being told to tell the Malachim, Hamito Asher Aliso Sham, the bed that you've gone up on, Loiseirin Mimana, right? He got sick. Means you're a sick bed. You're not going to go down from it. Kimais Tamus, you're going to die. Vayelech Eliyahu. So Eliyahu went, and he went to go meet these Malachim. So he went and he told it to the Malachim. Now the Mefarshim speak out here that the Malachim had the messengers had a big problem here. This guy meets this guy, this person meets them, and tells them that, what are you doing? You're going to ask an Avodah Zarah or something? Go right back to the person who sent you and tell him that he's going to die. Hashem said he's going to die. Now they realize that he's telling the truth here. They realize Eliyahu was the real thing. Number one, Eliyahu was an Ish Alikim. You could tell who he was. He was an Ish Kaddish. There was nothing to talk about. They were able to see who Eliyahu was, the Mefarshim say. And they realize he must be telling the truth. He must know what he's talking about. Number two, another reason how we know that they knew he was telling the truth is because nobody else knew that Ahaziah sent these messengers to the Avodah Zarah. All of a sudden, Ahaziah calls in a couple messengers. He didn't make a proclamation that he's sending messengers to Ekron to the Avodah Zarah. He told a couple people, go. All of a sudden, they meet someone in the street who tells them, oh, you're on your way to go to Baal Zebub. Where did he know that from? Must be, Eliyahu knew what was going on. So they had a problem. What are they going to do? Are they going to continue to go to the Avodah Zarah, or they go back to Ahaziah? Now, going back to Ahaziah is also a very dangerous thing, because that's Mered B'Malchus. Ahaziah sent them to go do something. Going to come back in middle? You didn't go? He doesn't even have to ask for excuses. What are you doing here? Chop your head off. You're finished. You're done. Right? You could kill them. So they didn't know what to do. But they decided, the pasuk says, "Vayashuvu ha'malachim elav." They decided to return to him. Now, some mefarshim speak out that why did they do this? What are they going to tell Ahaziah? I mean, Ahaziah obviously doesn't care much about the Navi because he sends the message to the Avodah Zarah. So some mefarshim say, I think the Kli Yakar might say this, that They were trying to save Ahaziah. Why? Because they understood from Elio that if they go and actually ask of Baal Zavuv, so that's what you're doing, you're going to ask Baal Zavuv, so Mimela you're going to be Chayav Misa. Mois Tomos. You're not going to get up from the sickbed. What happens if they don't end up ever asking Baal Zavuv? So perhaps he won't die because he didn't do it. Hashem has time as you're going to ask Baal Zavuv instead of going to Ein Elikim, you're going to instead of going to the Navi. So what happens if we don't do our shlichus and we don't end up by Baal Zavuv? So he may have sent us, but we never really went. So that means he never really asked the Avodah Zarah. So if he didn't ask the Avodah Zarah, maybe he won't die. That was their cheshbon. And they were going to tell this to Ahaziah, and we're trying to save your life. Now obviously it wasn't going to work for a couple of reasons, because the truth is it wasn't so much the actual, I think, the actual asking of Avodah Zarah. Once Ahaziah showed he wasn't going to do tshuva, and we'll see, he even continued over here not doing tshuva. So it really doesn't make a difference if actually they asked the Avodah Zarah. Once he sent them to the Avodah Zarah, he was showing he's not doing tshuva. But either which way, that's what they made a cheshbon. They had a problem. What should we do? Should we go back and tell him he's going to die? Because Eliyahu, should we do our shlichus? And they decided that if we go back, maybe we'll be able to save him. So even though we didn't listen to him, but if we give him a good excuse of why we didn't listen, because we're hoping to save his life, perhaps we'll be saved and we won't be killed by Ahaziah for being a married by Malchus. Now, Vayashuvu Amalachim Eilav Vayayim Raleim Mazda Shavta. Now the truth is, one last thing I want to say here is also that the Radak points us out, not here, but in Shmuel, that you find a lot of times that there is a shliach to go do something wrong. Like here, Ahaziah sent the shluchim to go ask the Avodah Zarah. And we see who is Hashem angry at? Ahaziah. We don't find really Hashem has any tainas on the messengers. I mean, at the end of the day, yes, they're listening to the king, but they are doing something wrong. You're not allowed to go midarish Avodah Zarah. And you find this a lot of times in Nach, that, for example, David HaMelech sent a shliach to kill Uriah Achiti.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The taina is on David HaMelech. We don't find the taina anywhere on the shliach. What? I mean, ain't shliach is Avera. Why are you doing it? So Elamai, you'll say the shliach is mechuyev to listen to the king, so he has to do what the king says, even if it's aser. It's not true. The Gemara says b'feirish that if the melech tells you to do something, it's an iser to do, so you're not allowed to listen to him. So the Radak in Shmuel says, interesting thing, he wants to say, well, you have to say that not every shliach knew that Gemara. The Gemara that says it's also to listen to a king if he tells you to do something wrong, you have to say not everyone was learning Daf HaYomi and was well versed in that Gemara, and therefore these shlichim were under the assumption that what the king tells you to do, you have to listen and finish, and therefore there's no tainas on the shliach. That's the Radak in Shmuel says this.
Isn't it a taina if someone doesn't do something that they didn't want it?
Yeah, but that's a taina, but it's not as big a taina. That will be as upset because he did the Avera. This Avera, at least. It would seem. That's what he says. Or you could say, really, the truth is, there is a taina on the shlichim also. But we don't find in the psukim here the anger that Hashem has towards Ahaziah on the shlichim. Very simple. Because the Avera of the shlichim were not, it wasn't to the same degree as Ahaziah, like I pointed out before. The taina on Ahaziah here wasn't for this specific case. The taina on Ahaziah was for his entire lifetime what he was doing. The taina on Ahaziah was, Hashem gave you a wake-up call, you fell off the roof, which is main skila, you should have realized. So for him, the psukim speak out how angry Hashem was. The shlichim, could be Hashem was angry, but they don't get the same punishment that Ahaziah is going to get, because it's not this isolated incident here. There's two players, Ahaziah and the shlichim. For example, David HaMelech's case was an isolated incident. There was David in this story. There was David and the shliach. So you have a kasha. Why David and not the shliach? That's a kasha. in our situation, we could say that the truth is this wasn't one incident. Ahazi had a history here. This was the straw that broke the camel's back, that he didn't wake up from his skila, wake up call, and he went and said. So therefore there was a charoina from Hashem. The shluchim, they also, yes, it was an avera, they'll get an einish wherever their einish is, but we don't need to talk about the psukim because that is not our inyan. And once I'm saying this, I just remembered, you asked last time why it says Halai Heim Ksuvim, right?
Yeah.
Which I knew I had something to do this morning. And that was to print it out. So I asked Rabbi Gerson, who knows Navi a little bit better than me. So he says that he told me that there's a verse, and I looked it up. Reb Chatzkel Abramsky, he said this Negea to the end of the Megillah, where it says Halai Heim Ksuvim. So he used to say every year after the Megillah, it seems, he used to say a vart. Why did he say Halayim Ksuvim? So he said, because a person might look at the Megillah, at least the Megillah says, so you could, it's not, the vart is not as, I don't know what word to use, geshmak, so to speak, in the Nevi'im, but the actual Yisrael will work. And say, Megillah says, there's a nice story. Is it Torah? Does it have Kedusha to it? It's an interesting story. So therefore, the Megillah ends off and says, everything else that happened, there's a lot more things. This is not the entire story of everything that goes on with Mordechai and all these things. Halayim Ksuvim, they're over there. They're like, Halayim is like a lashon of a bittel. They're over there, it's like nothing. They're over there in Malchei Vadei Paris. You want to go read the stories? The storybooks have plenty of storybooks. But this, what we just read, this is not a story, this is Torah. And the same thing could be applied over there in the Megillah. You could actually make that mistake because there's no Shemus of Hashem. There's more of a reason to think that. But you could say it here also. You go through Nach and you see there's a lot of stories here. So what's Nach? Is Nach Tyra that is Lemudim, or is it just Vivrei Hayamim? It's a history book. So the Psukim say, you want to know the rest of everything? There's a lot more that went on with Akav, a lot more. Halayim Ksuvim over there, so that's nothing. You want to go read the story, go read it over there. Which means to tell us that the stories that are written in Nach, they're Limudim. They're a reason why it's Torah, why it's Kedusha to it. Each one is supposed to teach us something. Right? The truth is that's where all the Nevi'im, there were many more Nevi'im that said Nevuas, but they weren't all written down because they weren't the Torah for Klai Yisrael for Dairis. But here we're talking about even the stories of Nach, these each one have a limit for them. So you could apply that vart to over here. I wanted to print it out so I could actually read out his lashon, but I forgot to do it. Okay, so anyways, back to where we were here. So that is, so that's why we're saying there's not negeya for us to know every detail if Hashem was angry at the messengers. That's not our issue. Our issue is to learn about Ahazi over here that Hashem was very angry at him. So Malachim came back to him in Pasukei, Vayomer Lehem, so he looks at them and says, Mazer Shaftem, you're back already? What's going on? So they told him, Ish Allah Likrasenu, this person came to meet us, Vayomer Eleinu, Luchu Shuva La Melech Hashashalach Haskem, go back to the king, Vidibartem Eilav, Kayamar Hashem, Amiblian, Elikim, Yisrael, Hashashalach, Lidush, Bevaltvu, Velehei Akroin. Sayin Amitash, Alisa Shom, Lisser, Mimenukim, Aistamah. So they said over the Shlichas, and according to the way we were saying before, they were explaining why we came back. We didn't do the shlichus. We're hoping to save you. So Ahazi shmecks something funny over here, and he says, "Ma mishpat ha'ish asher alo likrasam." An ish came. What exactly was mishpat ha'ish? The mitzvah says, "Ma tarayo mabushov." How did he look? How was he dressed? What was his appearance? Now, what did he look like that he came to you and he spoke to you these things? The Malbim learns that Ahazi was saying there's something funny here. A Navi came to you that has a message for me. Why didn't he come to me? I mean, Nevi'im were always coming to the Melech and telling them Nevuas. Right? Ahazi knew history. He knew Eliyahu always came to Achav and told them things. Because they came to Achav, the Nevi'im come to the king. Why would the Navi come to my messengers to give me a message? Why didn't you just come to me? So, Elamai, says Ahazi, The reason is, he doesn't want to do his shlichus. A Navi has a shlichus to come tell me a message and he sends it to a third party. You know what? He's not doing what he's supposed to either. That's a chutzpah. A Navi has to do what he's supposed to do. All the Tanachaz is a big champion over here for Naviim, right? To follow the rules. Right? We're going to go get him, says the Chazia, and we're going to have to figure out what's going on over here. Maybe I should kill him because he didn't do what he was supposed to. But he said, what did he look like? Mem mishpat ha'isha asher ali krasem. Because, perhaps he was saying to himself, was he dressed in a way that's not bakavadik to come to the king? Maybe he wasn't dressed in a way that he's supposed to come to a king. And therefore maybe that's his excuse. Maybe that's his excuse why he didn't come and do his shlichus. The lashon of the Malbim is besides not doing his shlichus, it's also by not, if you have a message for the king and you will give it to his messengers, it's a bizayin to the king. As if it's not important enough for you to do. That's a marid b'malchus, I could kill him just for that. So Achazi over here says, Mem mishpareish, what's going on over here? Why did he come to you by Yadavir Aleichem as Advar Mail? He didn't come and speak to me. Was he not dressed in a proper way? How come he didn't do his shlichus here? So Vayomru Elav, so they told him, Ish Bal Seir. He was a very hairy person. Bal Seir, a lot of hair. His hair wasn't kept, yeah. The Ezer or Azer B'masnav, and he had this like a belt made out of skin, of hide, of leather, that's tied around his waist, his loins. So that's what they told him. So the Malbim is according to the Malbim, they were answering, yes, he wasn't really, you know, dressed properly to come to the king. His hair wasn't kept. He had this Azer R, which is not such a chash of a thing. The Malbim says he can't come dressed like that to the king. So they were trying to, because they realized that he was a Navi, right? They realized he was Ish Elikim. They were nervous to start up, so they were going to help him out over here. So if Achazia is already giving them a pass up to say, why didn't he come? Was he not dressed properly? Which is not really a terrorist, get dressed and come to the king, but at least it's a reason why he went to you. So they tried to help him out. Vayoymar Eliyot Yishvi, who? Achazia says, one second, sounds very familiar looking person. This is Eliyahu HaTishbi. He knew from Eliyahu. Now what was he saying? It's Eliyahu HaTishbi. He was saying, no. The reason why this person didn't come is not because he is embarrassed to come to the king dressed like this. He was never embarrassed before to come to my father Achav. He always came. He didn't dress up special. This is how Eliyahu walked around. So why didn't he come? Because he hates me. He hates me. He hates my mother. She was still around, these Avul Pashtas. He's not interested in coming here. He hates my entire family. He hates me. He doesn't want to come. So therefore, if he doesn't want to come, that's a bizarion. If you have a message for the king and you don't come just because you don't like him, he's Chayav Mitzah. So Achazi got very upset over here. He felt that it was a pigiyah and a covet of his malchus that Eliyahu, because he despised him, didn't want to send him. He sent him the message through his third party. Now just Derech Agav, what was this Azer or Azer B'masnav? What was this thing? So the Pirkei Der Blazer, when it talks about and describes the Akedas Yitzchak, the Pirkei Der Blazer says that nothing from the Isle of Yitzchak went to waste. Everything was used. And the Shaifer, one of them was used for by Har Sinai, the other one will be used in Malach HaMashiach. It goes through all the different things. Some of the tendons, I think, were used for David HaMelech's harp. So the skin, says the Birkat Rebbe Lazar, was used to make this Azar that Eliyahu used to wear. That came from the skin of the Isle of the Akedah. you have to go through the Mefarshim over there. There's Ramban in Parshas Yisro that talks about it. Wasn't the aisle burnt? Right? So how do you have anything left from the aisle? The Ramban seems to have a problem with that. How do you have the shayfer of the aisle if it was the aisle was an oila, was entirely burnt? So the Ramban says maybe Hashem took the ashes and made a shayfer out of it. It's not really that. But in the Mefarshim on Perek Devlezer, they're busy perhaps, at least when it comes to the shayfer, to the karen, some say besvach bekarnav, it was stuck in the bushes there, and the karen got pulled off before it made it to Avraham Avinu, so the karen never got burnt. But then you have a problem with all the rest of these. That only helps you with the Ramban's question of the shayfer. What about everything else here in the list? Doesn't really help you with. So there's different mefarshim who grapple with this. Maybe these things weren't burnt. The skin usually is not burnt in a carbon ayla, so maybe the skin is not such a problem. The kliyakar, I think, is interesting. Pirkei Rav Elazar doesn't have this, but he brings another medrash that says that the skin was also used for the taif of Miriam, for her whatever you call it, alright, the drums, yes, thank you. So the skin was used for, besides the Pirkei Avot, says for the Ezer b'Matzav Shel Elio, so the skin was also used for the was used for that. And the Kliyakar speaks out, the reason Elio wore this was that there should always be a constant zecher of the schus of the Akedah. We always try to be mazker the schus of the Akedah, and that's one of the reasons that he wore it. But that was this Ezer up. Yeah?
Why did Elio and Rabbi
Nachum go to because Hashem said go to the Malachim.
Uh-huh.
Hashem didn't tell him to go to the, right? He was incorrect, Achaziah. That he, but he thought, he said, since when does he ever, he always comes to kings, right? So Achaziah is very upset here. Eliyahu is rebelling against him. Vayishlach elav tzar chamishim v'chamishov. So he went and he sent messengers to Eliyahu. He sent a tzar chamishim, an officer, a very chashuv officer, that's an officer over 50 men. Vachamishav, and he sent 50 men with him, his 50 men, in other words, his troops, he sent them along. Vayal Elov, Vihina Yoshev al Rai Shahar. So it seems Eliyahu was on top of a mountain. Vayal Elov, he went up to him. It doesn't say they went up to him. So that means the Sar Chamishim went up to talk to him, but all the 50 men stayed at the bottom of the mountain. Vayadavar Elov. So he spoke to him and he said, Isho Elohim, HaMelech Diber Reda. You, Isho Elohim, Navi, had the king spoke to you, Reda, go down. You have to come down with us. And the Alshech speaks out that it was very clear from his words that he was saying, and if you don't come down with us, we're going to kill you. This is all or nothing. You don't have a choice really here. The Sar Chamishim was an officer who was an officer over 50 men. So he's a Chashev officer. He sends someone Chashev. He knows it's Elio. So he said that the Alshech speaks out that he was telling him, if you don't come with us, we're going to kill you. So Elio was in a situation of Habala Harga Laharga Chashkam Laharga. If someone's coming to kill you, you kill him first. So therefore, Vayan Elio Vayidabar Sar Chamishim. So he answered him. And he said, Bim Ishalikim ani, you know, you're a Mechutzav, he's telling him. I'm Ishalikim and you give me orders? You said, Ishalikim, get down. Bim Ishalikim ani, if I'm Ishalikim like you say, guess what? Tered Eish Min HaShemayim, let a fire come down from heaven, Mesoicha Leitzchav Ez Chamishecha, and consume you and those 50 men there at the bottom of the hill. And since he is Isha Lekim, Vatered Eish Min HaShemayim, Vatayich Lezev Ez Chamishav. So an Eish Min HaShemayim came and burnt up this officer with his 50 men. The Kliyakar, I think, says, why an Eish? We find Eliyahu had a koyach avesh, because in Malachim Aleph, with the famous story on Har HaKarmel, with the Nevi'ei HaBaal, where they were set up this test, who is going to bring karbanos, and the Eish is going to be Yerim Min HaShemayim. Who brought down the Eish Min HaShemayim? Elio. So his kayak is be'esh. So therefore, that's why when he came to do this over here also, says the Kli Yakar, that's why he was an Eish Min HaShemayim. The Kli Yakar says, why dafka an Eish? Because Elio had a kayak with Eish. Because by Har HaKarmel, when he was fighting against the Nevi'ei HaBaal, arguing with them, and he said, he told Kli Yisrael, I must have them paisu mashleya seifim. Choose, either you're LaHashem or LaBaal. So they made a test. They brought two cows, right? And they put each one on a mizbeach, and the Nevi'ei, whoever brings down Eish Min HaShemayim, are the ones who are going to be the true ones. The Nevi'ei HaBaal davens from today to tomorrow, and they even tried this whole trick to get someone from the inside over there to light a fire, to make inside the mizbeach as if to light a fire. They made a whole thing over there, ended up not working. And Elio brought down, he put water around it, and he brought down Eish Min HaShemayim. The Eish consumed the water, consumed the pot. So he proved that Lashem. So therefore, you see, he had a kayak with the Eish Min HaShemayim. So therefore, when he's coming right to punish here, it's also an Eish Min HaShemayim. That's one reason at least. So they're gone. That's the end of them. Vayashav, Vayishvach Elav Tzar Chamishim Acher Vachamisha. Vachazit didn't give up. He went and he sent another Tzar Chamishim and his 50 men. Now, this guy was a little bit more cautious. He figured out what happened to the guy before him. So it doesn't say he went up to Leo. Vayan. Now, Vayan is always a lashon of haramas kol, saying something very loud. Vayan, Vayomer, whatever it says in the Torah, Vayan, it means you say something loud. So therefore, why did he have to say it loud? Because he wasn't up there. He was at the bottom of the mountain, staying with his 50 men. Vayan, vayidaber elav. He figured maybe if he, even though the fire went all the way down to the 50 men the first time around, but he said he'll keep his distance there. Vayidaber elav, isha lekim, kaya mar hamelech, mehera reida. So he was also a mechutzer, and could be, in a way, he was even worse than the first guy. The first guy said, go down, and he told him, mehera, hurry up and get down. So that also was a little bit more of an azus, although he was nervous and didn't go up, but the way he spoke was also chutzpah. So vayan Elio vayidaber aleihem imisha lekimani, like you said. Heyredesh min hashemayim v'saychal eitzkoves chamishecha v'teredesh alekim min hashemayim v'saychal eitzkoves chamishecha. So he says an eish should come down in shemayim and it should consume. It should consume you. And here it says, Vatered Eish Elikim Min HaShemayim. What's this Eish Elikim? So the Malbim says, Eish Elikim means it's an Eish Gedayla HaSarefes Meirachayk. It's an Eish Gedayla that goes far and consumes. Because this guy was standing much farther away. And therefore, you needed this Eish Elikim. The Kli Yakar says it was a bigger Eish because he talked with more Azus, like we just said. He said Mehera. Because he spoke with more Azus, the Eish was a stronger fire than the first one got killed with. Yeah?
Who is Vayashav referring to?
Achazia.
He went with the troops?
No, Vayashav means he did it again. Not he returned. It means he did something a second time.
So how did
Achazia
hear about...
Well, I guess I don't know. I somehow figured it out when I never came back. I don't know.
Maybe saw the fire.
Maybe saw the fire. Maybe there were other witnesses there that watched it. Pasuk Gimel, Vayasha Vayishlach Sar Chamishim Shlishim, a third one, Vachamishav and his men. Vayal. Now this one went up to the mountain. And he saw there's no way out of this situation. So he kneeled on his knees in front of Eliyahu. And he beseeched him. Tikar no nafshi, please. in your eyes, my nefesh should be yoker. It should be worth something. Please, don't just get rid of us. 1, 2, 3. We should be chashuv in your eyes. Don't kill me. Hine yarda eish min hashamayim. An eish has gone down. Vatoichal eshnei tzorei hachamishim arishonim eschamishayim. And already consumed the first two groups. Ve'ata now tikar nafshim beinacha. Please, don't kill me. So he's coming already with a bakash over here. And he's saying, please, don't kill me. I have a problem. I have a shlichus to do. What am I going to do? And he says it twice here. Tikar no nafshi the first time and then a second time. And the first time he says it, Tikar no nafshi v'nefesh avadecha, meaning the 50 men. The second time he only says himself. So the Malbim speaks out, he had two bakashas over here. Number one, don't burn us all up. That's the first one. Don't burn me and the 50 men. And the second one is, he says, even if you let me go free, I'm in trouble. Because I'm supposed to bring you back. And if I come back without you, what's Achazi going to do to me? He's going to kill me. For not doing my shlichus. So I'm very stuck over here. So the first time he was saying, please don't burn me up and then the 50 men with me like you did the first time around. The second time when he said, Vata tikar nafshi beinecha, he was saying, please come with me. Tikar nafshi beinecha means, if I don't do my shlichus, Achaz is going to kill me. So even if you don't kill me, still have rachmanis on my nefesh and come with me in order that I shouldn't be killed by Achaziah. So at this point, Vayedaber Malach Hashem El Elio. The Malach Hashem spoke to Elio, Raid Oisai, go down with him, Al Tira Mipanav, don't be afraid, Vayokam Vayered Oisai Lamelech. And now he was told to go to Achaziah. Don't be afraid. Sounds like before, the Malvim says before, when he didn't have a tzivui to go to the king, why did it say here Al Tira Mipanav? It sounds like he was scared to go to Achaziah. He didn't have a tzivui to go to him, so he was scared. But now, says the Malbim, now he had a tzivui, he's a shliach mitzvah, and a shliach mitzvah, l'yeida davara, he doesn't have to worry. It sounds like till now he was afraid. Hashem said, Tira mipanav. It sounds like before this, before the tzivui, he wasn't going down, Elio. Why wasn't he going? He didn't have a tzivui, and Achaziah is out to get him, so why should he go? He was afraid. He was afraid for his life. Now that he has a tzivui, says the Malbim, so now he's a shliach mitzvah, Hashem sending him, and therefore he was not afraid anymore. Now, it's just interesting to note here, and that is, Shmuel had a similar situation. Shmuel Anavi was sent by Hashem to go anoint one of Yishai's sons. And what did Shmuel say? How could I go? Visham Hashal Varguni. Shal is going to kill me. What do you mean? Asks the Gemara. Shliach mitzvah l'yeda davara. He's a shliach from Hashem to go anoint one of Yishai's sons, which means David HaMelech. So what is he afraid of Shal for? So what's the answer to that question? Right. In the lashon of the Gemara is in a place that's shchichi hazeika, in a place that is very easy and common to get damaged. So we don't say shliach mitzvah ain't nizakim, that they don't get hurt. You can't put yourself in a place. A shliach mitzvah goes in the normal places, so there's a cloud that he's not going to get damaged. A place where it's very easy, put yourself in danger and say I'm a shliach mitzvah. It seems from the Gemara you can't do such a thing. And the chiddush is even if Hashem told you to do it. That's the chiddush. He wasn't just a shliach mitzvah over here going, you know, to go do bikur chaylam. Hashem sent him with a tzivui. A shlichus. Hashem sent him. And he says, I don't want to go. And Hashem had to help him out, make a whole story up. In order that Shaul shouldn't find out, or Shaul shouldn't be nervous, or there should be some excuse. So it means even if Hashem is sending the person, if it's a place that's shchiach hazeka, that's very common and easy to get hurt, so then you don't say this. That is how most of the Mefarshim learn over there by Shmuel. Which sort of then begs the kasha here, that, at least the way the Malbim is learning, that you say that he was afraid before, right? So what does it help now that he's a shliach mitzvah? If he was afraid, it's obviously a dangerous place. So what if he's a shliach mitzvah? Shliach mitzvah can't go to dangerous places. That would be a kasha, the way the Malbim's learn. Again, you don't necessarily have to learn like the Malbim. Altira doesn't mean necessarily he was afraid before. But that is the way the Malbim's learning, that it sounds like he was afraid before, and now he's a shliach mitzvah. The only way to get out of this problem is to go with the Shita Sarambam, which is it's a little bit problematic because it seems to be connected to this Gemara. But there's a Rambam in Shemayin Prokim, and the Rambam says that we talked about that the Nevi'im, you have to have certain midas to be a Navi, the Gemara says. Hashem is not Shaira Shechina, only if a person is a Giber, and an Anav, and a Chacham, and an Asher, and all different types of things over there. So the Rambam says that even though you need all these good midas, you don't need to be perfect in them. Many Nevi'im, he says, had an imperfection in some sort of midas. And he goes through a list of different Nevi'im who he shows in this place they were lacking, in this place they were lacking, they were still Nevi'im. And when it comes to Shmuel, he says that Shmuel was lacking in Shlemus HaBitachon, Lefi Madregasai. Because he said, how could I go? Shaul's going to hear me. What do you mean? Hashem sent you to go. Where's your Bitachon? Hashem's going to take care of you. Says the Rambam, who is a Tetzatayna on Shmuel. But you see, it's one of his examples, that even when we say you need all these midas, it means 99.9 to the gazillionth degree of perfection. Even if it's not 100% perfection, the midas, it's still okay. So it seems in the Rambam that there was a taina on Shmuel for his bitachon. So therefore, according to this Rambam, even in a place that is shchiya kazeika, if Hashem tells you to go, now could be there is a difference, the way to perhaps to get out of the problem, the Rambam and the Gemara maybe means regular shluchei mitzvah, as opposed to if there's a tzivui from Hashem. It's not a good answer because the Gemara proves that if it's a shchiach hazeika you can't go. Where does it prove it from? From Shmuel. So it sounds like you can't differentiate between a shliach mitzvah and a tzivui from Hashem. But perhaps you could say, but this is what the Rambam says. I'm not going to deal with how the Rambam does the Gemara. The Rambam knew the Gemara, and he had obviously an answer for that Gemara. But this is the Shita of Rambam. So if that's true, so then the Malbim is very good. We could say over here that really he was afraid before, but once he became a shliach mitzvah, he excelled, Elio excelled in his shleimus habitachon. He didn't have any problems in his bitachon, and therefore he was taken not afraid because once Hashem sent him, so then shliach mitzvah. That is at least a way to answer the problem here if we learn like the Malbim that he was afraid before. So Vayidaber Elav. So now he had a shlichus. Now his shlichus was to go to Achaziah. Vayidaber Elav. So he went to Achaziah and he said, Kayamar Hashem, Yanesher Shalachta Malachim, Lijosh Vivalzvuv. Since you sent Malachim to be Dairish and Belzvuv, Elihei Akrain, Hamibliyan Elikim Yisrael, Lidashu Dvarai, there's no Elikim Yisrael to go and ask him, Vachain Amita, Sharlitza Sham Leseret, Mimenuki Maistamus, so therefore, you are going to die.
I didn't say it again.
What do you mean, why didn't say it again? Now he's telling it to Achaziah.
Right, but didn't he
hear it already? He never heard it from Eliel's mouth. He heard it from the Shluchim who heard it from Eliel.
So,
now he had a shlichus. Now Hashem said, go tell him. Yeah.
So now it looks like Ahaziah was ready.
There was.
And he was just not going because he didn't want
him,
and then now
of course
he was going.
No, it could be, but at the end of the day, the real reason was because Hashem didn't tell him to go.
So why didn't Hashem tell him to go right away?
I don't know.
Could it be that, like, Ahaziah, like when a child says something to like get their parents' attention, because they want them to be focused on them. But just like a farmer, like you want to kind of like.
Did the what?
I don't know. Like,
I don't either. I know what you're talking about. What is it?
Like, I'm saying, a God is going to look for a God somewhere else. Like, he obviously knows his
time.
So.
Right.
So, like, for him to go all the way out, sending messengers to go seek the whatever God that he was looking for, was like, did he want to be focused on, or did he really?
It was an everyday desire.
Obviously,
he got away from Kaddish Hashem on the roof, so if he looked after Kaddish Hashem, he could have just called up Hashem. Yes. Okay, so he told him he's going to die. So he talked to died. Vayimlach Yehoram Tachtov, and Achaz did not have any children. Yehoram, his brother, was the next king. Bishnashtaim Liyoram ben Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda in the second year of Yehoram, the same name, but it was from the other king of ben Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, Eloi Hayeloi Ben, because since Achaz didn't have any children, so his brother became the king. V'yaseh divrei Achazio asher asah lehem maksubim. Here we have again, I'll say for divrei Yom l'malchei Yisrael, the same idea. The Mefarshim say that Yehoram was not as big a Rasha as Achazia. And the reason is because Hashem really did a chesed here to Achazia, but it didn't work for Achazia, and really gave him a clear message of Hashem's Hashkacha, that if you're Avodah Zarah, there'll be Skila, and especially the Nevuah, the Achav's, the children are going to be killed. And Achaziah didn't get the message, and therefore he ended up getting killed. But Yehoram finally realized what was going on over here. And even though Yehoram was not a tzaddik, however, he was not a rasha like Achaziah and Achav, because the Mefarshim say, because he had seen this clear hashkacha from Hashem in the hands of his Nevi'im, Elio and Michayu, and all the Nevi'im that were involved over here, to pay back the Rishayim, so therefore, he was not as bad. And this was a big chesed that the Rabban Hashem did for that mishpacha, at least, that he gave them the opportunity, those who grabbed a hold of it, were Zaycha, and those who did not, so they were not Zaycha. Okay, we're going to stop here for today, because